Okay. I'll go ahead and so I'm going to call to order the performance review committee meeting. This is a virtual meeting. The date is February 23rd, 2021. It's at 3 p.m. I'm going to go ahead and just take a quick roll. So here today we have, I'm Brandy McMahon with the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency. We also have Julie Olander from Washoe County, Jennifer Davidson from Douglas County, John Hitchcock from the city of South Lake Tahoe, Brendan Ferry from El Dorado County, and then we anticipate Crystal Jacobson with Placer County joining us in just a minute. Agenda item number two is approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any concerns with the agenda? Okay, so seeing none, recommending approval of the agenda. The next item on the agenda, agenda three, it's public interest comments. Robbie, are there any members of the public participating in this meeting?
We have Victoria Reyes, and if you'd like to address the committee at this time, you can do so by using the hand raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand and I will announce and unmute you.
Okay.
No hands are raised, so we can move forward with
okay. Okay, so now we're going to go on to agenda item number four. It's the public hearing item. At this item, the Performance Review Committee, which is made up of one member of TRPA and representatives from all of the local jurisdictions in the Tahoe Basin, is going to discuss the TRPA staff recommendation for the 2021 and 2022 residential allocation distribution to the city of South Lake Tahoe, El Dorado County, Placer County, Douglas County, and Washoe County. And then we'll be providing a recommendation to the TRPA governing board. So I'm going to start by giving a brief PowerPoint or overview of the residential allocation distribution system and TRPA's recommendation. Then I'm going to open it up to all of the committee members to kind of give an update on what you've been working on, and then your any comments or thoughts you have on the staff's recommendation. And then Robbie, so go ahead and go to the next slide. So just for some background, in the Tahoe region, a residential allocation is required to build a new market rate residential unit in the Tahoe Basin. As part of TRPA's growth management system, allocations, or the governing board considers the release of allocations every 4 years, and this is based on level of service and vehicle miles traveled, monitoring and environmental thresholds. And then every 2 years, the governing board considers the distribution of those allocations to the local jurisdictions. So this year, the governing board will be considering both the release and the distribution of allocations. And this is tentatively scheduled to take place at the April governing board meeting. Go to the next slide, please. Thank you. So this is, we're required every 2 years to convene this performance review committee to review staff's recommendation on the distribution of residential allocations, which is based on the performance review system, which is outlined in Chapter 50 of the TRPA code. And these are the members participating today. Next slide. The performance review system, it's based on three factors. So it's residential audit performance, total maximum daily load implementation, and then short-term rental neighborhood compatibility. Next slide. With regards to the residential audit, if jurisdictions receive a score of 90% or greater for project review and compliance, There's no proposed deductions, and our findings are for 2019 and 2020, all of the local jurisdictions received a score of 90% or greater. And in those jurisdictions where we don't have an active MOU, TRPA staff, we just audit ourselves if we're doing the permitting. Next slide. You also have to demonstrate a score of 90% or greater on Lake Tahoe total maximum daily load in order not to receive any deductions. And I did contact the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board and the Nevada Division of Environmental Protection, and they told me that all of the jurisdictions are either already in substantial compliance or working towards being in compliance with 2019 and 2020 Lake Tahoe TMDL crediting requirements. So no deductions are being proposed based on TMDL. Then the next slide. So short-term rental neighborhood compatibility, this has been a hot issue the last couple of years. And just for some background, in 2004, TRPA formed a working group. And what came out of that working group was TRPA agreed to update its definition of single-family residential units to allow short-term rentals. As long as the local jurisdictions entered into an agreement with TRPA to manage neighborhood compatibility. And so basically the local jurisdictions took the responsibility of managing short-term rentals. A couple of years ago, it's maybe 2018, a number of residents started coming regularly to TRPA governing boards expressing concern that short-term rentals were not being managed in the Tahoe Basin. And so in 2019, the TRPA Governing Board directed TRPA staff to form a short-term rental neighborhood compatibility working group and to update the performance review system to require local jurisdictions to have a short-term rental program in place that addressed locational, operational, and enforcement criteria. And so the working group developed short-term rental neighborhood compatibility guidelines. They're very flexible. They provide a wide range of ways that local jurisdictions in the Tahoe Basin can develop their programs and tailor them to their own unique circumstances. This was new this year, and so I requested all the jurisdictions, review the guidelines and provide responses, and then I went through them all and I ranked them, and so what I found now today, all of the jurisdictions, or four of the five jurisdictions, now have a short-term rental ordinance in place, with the exception of Washoe County. But today, it's my understanding Washoe County is presenting an ordinance to their board, or first reading of the ordinance. So hopefully by the time we get before the governing board, all the jurisdictions will have an ordinance in place. The one thing I noticed that the jurisdictions are not addressing in the guidelines is water quality. So none of the jurisdictions are currently requiring best management practices with a short-term rental permit, and there is a recommendation that local jurisdictions consider doing that when they update their ordinances. But I was able to award all the jurisdictions with an ordinance currently in place 30 points, which is maximum points for operational, because you can use substitute points, and all the jurisdictions have like websites with permitting information. And I felt like you're going above and beyond to address operational components of short-term rentals. Also, of all the jurisdictions that have an ordinance in place, I was able to award, or I'm recommending that we award 40 points, which is the maximum number of points a jurisdiction can get, because I know a number of the jurisdictions have been working hard to improve and enhance their enforcement programs. What was more challenging, it appeared, and wasn't quite addressing the locational, many of the jurisdictions were finding it challenging to address the locational criteria. And when we had the working group, a number of the jurisdictions, you know, expressed concern with this component of the guidelines. But TRPA, in order to meet the goals and policies of our regional plan, really pushed to include this provision. And so what we're asking is that local jurisdictions develop strategies to direct short-term rentals towards town centers and other areas where there's public transportation is available, as well as address neighborhood compatibility. So include provisions to ensure that, you know, short-term rentals are not taking over neighborhoods, and that you know, issues such as like an overabundance of short-term rentals in one neighborhood are being addressed. And so based on our review, it appears that the city through Measure T, they're adequately addressing the location criteria. They are directing their short-term rentals towards commercial areas. They're not renewing short-term rental permits in residential areas. They're limiting the rental of homes in residential areas to 30 days per year. And then they also developed a recent hosted rental ordinance where they're only allowing for it addresses people renting out a portion of their home. El Dorado County just adopted a cap on short-term rentals and is looking at including clustering provisions to address neighborhood compatibility in their ordinance. I know Douglas County has formed and been working for the last couple of years with the Vacation Home Rental Task Force, and your board is looking at potentially adopting a cap. Placer County, I met with them, and they, you know, potentially they might be looking at directing short-term rentals towards transportation amenities. And so that's where we're at. But based on my review, I haven't, based on the review, not all of the jurisdictions are received a score of 90% or greater based on how I went about scoring the guidelines. And it's because of the location criteria. Okay, Robbie, next slide. Because of the short-term rental criteria, what I'm currently recommending is that we subtract one increment of deduction from Douglas County's and one from Placer County's annual base allocation because of the location criteria, and then subtract two increments of deduction from Washoe County's annual base allocation because you haven't yet adopted an ordinance. But what I am recommending is that if any of the jurisdictions, you know, update their existing ordinances or adopt a new ordinance, that before we take the recommendation to the governing board, that you draft a memo and send it to me explaining how you know, what the changes have been and how you're working to address the short-term rental neighborhood compatibility criteria. And then I'll include that in my report to the governing board and potentially increase the scores. So with that, I'm hoping I would like now, actually go to the next slide, Robbie. I was going to open it up for committee discussion to see if anyone has any questions or comments. And so why don't I just start with Brendan? I'll just go around to all of you. Do you have any comments, Brendan?
I don't have any comments. I agree with the scores as you outline them. And I appreciate you, you know, reaching out to me so we could just walk through a few things since the new short-term rental criteria is new and it's a little nuanced with all the different sections and everything. So I think we'll continue to get better at that. You know, we're really hopeful that we're receiving or recommending to receive our full allocations. We have a very long waiting list for allocations in our county right now, and so they're incredibly important to our constituents. Can I just clarify too, I don't know if this is the right time, but I believe you award both years the first year Is that right? Like, we'll get all 60 potentially this coming year to be used over 2 years?
Yeah, so you'll get 21 and 2022.
Okay. That's great. Okay. You know, really nothing else for me on my items. I don't want to comment on any other jurisdictions' items. I'll leave that to them.
Okay. Thanks, Brendan. What, John Hitchcock, do you have any comments? I think you're muted.
My bad. Thanks for all the work you've done on this. We support your recommendation and we're looking forward to receiving our 66. I did have one question. You retain 10%, correct, for the below the IPE score?
Yeah.
So will that be 6.6? So are you taking 7 or 6?
How many do you get?
66.
You have 66.
Then round up or round down?
7. I usually, if it's over 0.5, I round up. I can tell you that I'm going to send out letters to everyone with a score of 0 in all the jurisdictions except for Placer County, and I'll send a notice to everyone with a score in Placer County with an IPE score below 726. Last time, I don't think anyone took advantage of the program, and so everyone got all their allocations returned to them in June. And also the letter I drafted, I'm letting people know that there's an alternative program. It's the allocation assignment program. And at any time someone with a sensitive lot can retire that lot in exchange for an allocation. So I'm trying to get people to take advantage of that because there's just a really short time frame for those allocations we hold back for the below the IPE line, and most people can't meet that deadline. So just let, if anyone ever asks, they can take advantage of the other program, the allocation assignment program.
Okay. And then out on account of, we also have a waiting list right now. And then my other question was, what's the process for requesting allocations based on development of multifamily housing in the town center? Because we've approved 5, and they've all been constructed.
So we received your request. Just so everyone knows, there's a provision in the TRPA code that allows local jurisdictions to request additional allocations if you build multifamily housing or restore stream environment zones or do other types of projects that help benefit the regional plan. I provided the code section in the staff report. But we're in the process of updating Lake Tahoe info so we can track those requests that we receive from the local jurisdiction and then issue those allocations. So just give us a little bit of time to do that, and then we will work with you to get you those allocations.
All right. Thanks. And that's it for me.
Okay. Thanks, John. Julie, do you want to give an update on what's happening in Washoe County and provide us your feedback on the staff's recommendations?
Yeah, I'm watching. It's our the short-term rentals is being presented as we speak. So I'm sort of watching that presentation too. But yeah, we have no problems with the allocations, and we understand that we need to get that information to you. I guess my question is, when does your board meet that you need this? I mean, what's the time frame for you all?
Well, it's April 27th is the governing board meeting. So I'd say it'd be nice to have it by the April 1st so I can include everything in the staff report. But I mean, just provide me whatever you can, even up into the day. I'm hoping so you do a first reading this month and then you do a second reading in March if everything goes smoothly, right? So yeah. Just as soon as that second reading takes place, if it's adopted, please send me what you have.
So you just want the ordinance? Is that basically what you want?
Well, I'd like the ordinance and then the guidelines. It's helpful for you to provide a response in the guidelines, and then maybe just a cover memo saying hey, we provided. Jennifer actually recommended that in the future we allow, you know, have the jurisdictions provide like a memo of what you've done or what you're working on. And I think that would be helpful.
Outlining it, putting the highlights and stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, you could just do like a memo and say, you know, hey, here's, if it gets adopted, the, you know, the Washoe County Board of Commissioners adopted this ordinance that addresses, you know, that addresses.
Okay, well, we'll see what they do today.
And so on. Yeah, it'd be nice, yeah. I think that'd be great, because we do want to give you all the allocations, but we also, this is like a tool to get the local jurisdictions to, you know, kind of encourage you to get your short-term rental programs in place.
Well, we've been trying.
I know.
I don't know how everybody else has gotten theirs through, but it's not been an easy one here. So, I mean, this has been going on for the last 2 years, basically. We've been trying to get it through.
Yeah. And on top of that, COVID-19 and everything that's come along with that. So we appreciate the work everyone's doing.
No, I just think there's, I don't know, maybe other communities don't have as much turnout for it, but we have quite a few people commenting. I mean, the meeting's going on right now and they're expecting it to go until like 6 or 7 tonight. So.
Oh, wow.
A lot of public comment. So we'll see.
Okay. Thank you. All right, Jennifer, do you want to provide comments?
Thank you, Brandy, for this opportunity to comment, and I appreciate the conversation that we had before this meeting. As I mentioned in my conversation with you, Douglas County did, back in October of 2019, when these best practices and guidance was coming forward and being proposed at that time, our staff member, Louis Cariola, did put on the record that Douglas County was going to be in a difficult position because of the unique circumstances of our county to meet the location criteria. And that has come to fruition. A lot of the options that are listed under the guidelines for location for Douglas County are just not possible for our county. And so we've had to put our eggs all in one basket, and that basket is the work group that we have assembled, the task force, the Vacation Home Rental Task Force. I did provide you with a 17-page report that we have shared with our county manager and our commission from our task force, including a number of recommendations, which we are in the process of reviewing with our county commission. Our board did meet on February 18th, and I will be providing you with a supplemental memo advising you of some actions the board took at that meeting. Effective immediately, Douglas County has suspended all new vacation home rental permits in Douglas County until such time as recommendations can be enacted and changes can be made to the program. I hope that will have an impact on the recommendations that you do bring forward, Brandy, and I look forward to discussing those with you if you have any questions. As I mentioned, really, that is, in reviewing this location criteria, the opportunity for Douglas County to meet the expectation is really limited to the efforts of this task force and the work we have been doing there. We did not anticipate also in this process the impact of the election. As I mentioned on the phone to you, we have 3 brand new commissioners, which has changed the dynamic of our board in the sense that we're not working with the same group of commissioners, and there is an education component to this program, and it almost starts the process over in terms of discussions that we're having with our board. I can tell you that at the February 18th meeting, our board was very anxious to put some changes and put the recommendations into place from the task force. However, they felt that they needed additional information prior to enacting those, and that is the reason for the suspension at this time. That's the only information that I have to share. Once again, I thank you for your efforts, and I look forward to reading hopefully some revised recommendations for Douglas County.
That sounds great. I mean, I hope everyone is okay if I do get additional information like that I could revise the recommendations. That's kind of like my goal. I'd like that recommendation to come from the group, because I would like to award the jurisdictions additional allocations if you do take, you know, action to enhance your short-term rental programs between now and the governing board. Is Crystal Jacobson on the phone?
I'm on. Here?
Oh, yeah, hi, Crystal.
I'm on video. Sorry, I was late.
I can't see you, so I just wasn't sure if you were here. And I don't know if you've listened to the whole.
I did. Yeah, I can't. I probably missed, I don't know, maybe three to 5 minutes of your presentation.
Okay, not perfect. So would you like to provide any updates or any feedback on staff's recommendation?
Yeah, sure. First, I just want to say thank you for all the coordination on the audit, particularly that the STR piece. That was definitely, you know, new to all of us. And so we appreciate your patience and understanding as we kind of navigated through the scoring on that. Obviously, we're missing, you know, we have an STR ordinance in place. We are currently updating it. But I will say I don't, at this time, we're not looking at any locational provisions. And I don't know that, you know, what I'm hearing, I think, from our district supervisor and kind of just the kind of our executive team is that we're not sure that there's going to be sort of the political will to go in that direction. But I think what we're looking at doing really is to prepare a memo for you that really talks about the items that we are doing to address the, I would say, the impact of generally the impact of tourism in the North Tahoe region, but also, you know, STRs are a piece of that, right? And so after talking to you, you know, totally appreciate your feedback. You know, we also talked ahead of this meeting. And I think that we could have maybe done a little bit more in our responses. And so we are preparing a memo. You know, the county is, you know, we do a lot on the transit front in enhancing and expanding transit and micro, you know, we're working on a micro shuttle program right now to reach those neighborhoods that are otherwise not reached by transit right now. So a lot of effort and funding going into that. And there are just a number of things going on the transportation front, parking ride lots, parking programs that we're exploring and looking to develop over the next couple of years. We're also, I think what's not on the list here and that I think is worth pointing out is that we're also, we have a lot of efforts underway on the housing front. And one in particular, the Workforce Housing Preservation Program really looks to try to convert second homes or STRs to workforce housing. So I think what we're, you know, interested in is to find a balance. I mean, I think, you know, our board understands the benefit that STRs provide in the sense of TOT revenue and that revenue being reinvested, you know, back into our, you know, community, understanding that we are we're a tourism driven economy. I mean, people come here for a reason. But we don't have a lot of high quality lodging in our town centers. And so we're definitely focusing on that, you know, working with investors on various different, you know, opportunities for redevelopment of the lodging that we have or new development of lodging in our town center. So we understand the importance of that. But right now, you know, our STRs in and around our, you know, North Tahoe region, they really are serving as that lodging to, you know, to house the tourists that come up. And again, it is, you know, our board knows and understands it's a tourist-driven economy. So, but I think it's about finding that balance, you know, trying to provide for more housing. And so I think what's worth pointing out is that, you know, these allocations are critical to us to get the kind of housing that we want. We have a lot of housing projects lined up right now. And so the allocations that we receive are definitely a critical, you know, piece of the puzzle, right, to actually get that housing on the ground. So, you know, definitely a little, I would just say disappointed that, you know, in the scoring on that piece, just because I don't know that we're going to get there. Maybe in the future, if the political will changes. But at this point, I don't know that, certainly not for this update. I don't think we're going to be including locational provisions. But we will try to bolster, you know, provide a memo to you to kind of bolster the discussion around what we are doing on the transit front, not just transit. I mean, again, just the dollars that are going into mitigating the impacts of tourism, right, and STRs, including more enforcement for, trash and parking and all the thing, noise, you know, all the issues that are around, you know, the use of STRs.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and then the other comment, and sorry to be long-winded.
No, sorry.
I think the program is not just what the STR ordinance says, right? It's the STR ordinance. It's the enforcement. You know, we are growing a team. Our ordinance is one, you know, only a year old. And by the way, Julie, we have incredible, what should I say, participation in the process. So you're not the only jurisdiction that's dealing with, you know, long-winded hearings on this topic. And I think all of us can attest to that. But again, the STR ordinance itself, I don't think is the only piece of the puzzle. And so I hope that, you know, the other efforts that we are undertaking to mitigate the impact can be taken into consideration in terms of our overall program. So when we frame up this memo, I think we hope to demonstrate that our program is more than just the ordinance, right? The ordinance is important. We understand that those regulatory provisions provide that parameter for what you can and can't do, and, you know, with your property or with the STR, you know, under that ordinance, what you can do with your parcels. But there's so much more, I think, to be said about what we're doing, you know, to help deal with the impact. And then I also just wanted to point out one other thing, that comment that we wanted to make is just that in looking at, you know, the staff report that you put together, Randy, and seeing all the different attachments of each jurisdiction's comments and response to the guidelines, it seemed like they were kind of all over the board. And we definitely struggled with, like, how do we score ourselves? How do we walk through these guidelines and provide meaningful comment? And just how to, I think had some trouble with understanding that, you know, and it's the first time we've done it, right? And so we would like to suggest that maybe there could be, you know, we could revisit the guidelines in the sense of providing some clarification on the scoring, just so that we have, I don't know, maybe a better understanding of, like, how each one is weighted, or looking at it, looks like everybody did it a little bit different. And I think, honestly, we probably could have done a little bit more on that locational piece and hopefully have, you know, gotten a higher score. But anyway, those are just my general comments. But I definitely understand where you landed on the recommendation, and we'll certainly support that. But just wanted to provide those comments for what it's worth.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. I think the having a memo outlining everything you're doing, I think, will be super helpful. And having the other jurisdictions provide something similar to include in the governing board report can because there is, as you point out, there's more than just the STR ordinance. There's the enforcement program, and then there's other programs that local jurisdictions are implementing, such as transit, which is really helping to meet regional plan goals and policies, and deal with the impact of tourism in the Tahoe Basin. So with that, does anyone else have any other comments? Okay, seeing that, I'm gonna close the committee discussion and then open it up for public comments. Robbie, could you let me know if any member of the public would like to speak?
Yeah, so again, if any member of the public would like to address the committee at this time, you can utilize the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app on the left-hand side. No hands were raised, so we can move forward with the agenda.
Okay, great. Any other discussion from committee members? Okay, seeing none. Robbie, could you go to the motions? Could you go to the next slide? So before we make a motion, I just want to reiterate, I agree with the recommendations that we should provide a memo and maybe review the guidelines, just to make it clear. I'm hoping though, the next time all the jurisdictions will have an ordinance in place and we work through this process, at least this first time, and so we'll get better at it as time goes on. And then along with the motions, just to make it clear that based on additional information I've received from the jurisdictions, maybe revising some of the scores so that the jurisdictions can get more or all of their allocations, those where we're currently proposing deductions. So can someone from the committee make the motions?
Sure, I'll make a motion that the proposed distribution of residential allocations for 2021 and 2022 meets the requirements of Chapter 50, Section 50.5, Allocation of Additional Residential Units of the TRPA Code of Ordinances. Do you want me to put both motions or just one?
Well, let's just do the first one. So we can say all those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed. Great, and then go ahead and do the second one.
To make a motion to recommend approval of distribution of residential allocations for 2021 and 2022 to the governing board.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Okay. Any final comments?
Brandy, can you or Robbie email me the presentation?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
I would like to see that too. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, me too. Julie, would like one.
I'll just send it to all of you.
It's also in the handout section of the GoToWebinar app. So you can download it right from here if you'd like.
Oh, I see it.
That in?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. I'd just like to thank everyone for your time today and your comments and all the hard work you've been doing and continue to do in the basin. So it's a pleasure working with all of you. Thank you and have a nice evening.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Brandy. Appreciate the whole meeting. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.